Swing by JCPenney. The Black Friday and July deals are hot, hot, hot. Like $21.99 Arizona jeans and Home Expressions quick dry bath towels only $4.99. Get them while they last. Or check the JCP app for an extra 30% off coupon to use across the store. Buy online and pick up curbside to make life even easier. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers good on select styles through 7/24. Black Friday and July deals excluded from coupon. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 17th day of July, 2022. And, the title of the message tonight is The Dark Prince Said That He Would Transform America, and he did it. And we're going to get into that. But first, I wanted to just say we're going to have another shout-out for the folks out there. Maybe you can help Marie Walhing. Marie, as you know, if you've heard her on the radio program, they're trying to take her house away from her, home away from her. And the opposition, they have a phony bill of sale for the home, a phony title to the house that she's living in. And they know it's phony, and they know who did it, and they're trying to get into the court. But the court, Judge Gary Warner, refused to listen. Now, you see, that's what courts are supposed to hear the cases. That's what they're supposed to do. He refused to hear a case. And that's not good, folks. Okay, when that happens, it's usually a reason is not a good reason, okay? And so, anyhow, because of that, she needs your help. For the folks that lives out there in Brunswick area, Brunswick Hills, Marie tomorrow is having a yard sale, and she needs people to come stand with her at about noon. And her address, Marie Walling, is 2930 Laurel Road. That's 2930 Laurel Road. One more time. 2930 Laurel Road, Brunswick Hills, Ohio, 44212. Now, her phone number is 216-217-9425. 216-217-9425. And if you can't come and stand with her, maybe just give her a call and give her a word of encouragement. And I'll try to give that again before the program is over tonight. Let me start tonight. And again, the title of the message was The Dark Prince Said That He Would Transform America, and he did. And, of course, the Dark Prince, or the Prince of Darkness, is Obama, Barack Obama. And we're going to start tonight in Deuteronomy chapter 28, as we read, starting in verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come to thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, Blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed be the fruit of thy body, blessed be the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of the cattle, and the increase of the kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed may be the basket and store. Blessed thou shalt be when thou comest, and blessed thou shalt be when thou goest out now. Here, folks, America was the greatest nation that the earth has ever known. America was the most prosperous, the wealthiest, the freest nation, and so many other nations depended upon America for so many reasons. America was great because America was good. Well, America's not good anymore. Wicked people have taken over. I mean, very wicked people. Everything has been corrupted. The government, the Democratic Communist Party, is as corrupt can get. There's nothing about the entire party that has not been totally corrupted. We no longer have a Department of Justice. It's been corrupted. It's crooked. Our judicial systems are crooked. The FBI used to be staunch champion against communism. Now they've become what they used to fight. The CIA has always been corrupt from day one. But anyhow, the mainstream, what they call the mainstream news media, NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC, CNN, they have become just corrupt as corrupt can get. They can't become any more corrupt than they are. Now, here is what he has to say about that. Now, he tells you if the people would only obey God, if they would only obey God, if they would only do that, then all of these blessings you would receive. But then he goes on to say, starting with verse 15, but if thou shalt come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken, if thou wilt not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments and his statutes, which I commanded thee this day, that all these curses shall come up on thee and overtake thee. Now listen very carefully and see if this is not describing America today. Cursed shalt thou be in the city. Folks, our cities in the last couple of years, our cities have been on fire. They've been riots in the cities, corruption in the cities, drugs, trafficking, prostitution, every imaginable rape, murder, every imaginable thing. There's been riots in the cities, the major cities, burnings, killings, lootings. Why? Because they have not obeyed the word of God. They've not even acknowledged the word of God. He goes on to say, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Well, take a look at what's happening out there. Our farmers are being put out of business. They can't afford to farm, and a crooked, crooked, corrupt government is doing everything they can to keep them from farming. The Biden regime, with their communist allies, China, and that are doing everything they can to destroy the farmers, the people that are making the food. The Biden regime is hell-bent on reducing America to third world status, folks. And that's a reality. And we've been trying to tell people that. And we've been right. Everything we've told you, we've been right about everything. For the last 50 years, everything we've told you would come to pass has come to pass. And again, we're telling you this. The Biden regime is doing everything within its power to reduce America to third world status. Not as only is he bringing in illegal aliens, but he's bringing in sleeper cells. To when they want to stop the election come November. Come November. And there's a lot of evidence that they may absolutely totally surrender our sovereignty to China. Remember, the Bidens have been bought and paid for by China. China owns the Bidens. And so here, cursed shall be the fruit of the body. It's an interesting thing because women now, in mass numbers, those that have received the kill shots, what they call the vaccines, are having miscarriages left and right. And the fruit of the land, increase of the kind. Well, you've seen just recently thousands and thousands of cattle died. And chickens, I don't know how many millions of chickens were destroyed for what I understand to be a false bird flu. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. And that's happening in America today because America has forgotten her God. And the Bible says all nations that forget their God will be turned into hell. Now listen to this. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do. And well, you know, we look at our industries. Our industries, the truckers are being shut down. The price of everything is going up. And now all of a sudden there's a lot of shortages. People have been calling me, asking me, do I have any 9mm bullets? People are looking for bullets out there, ammunition. Thing is, things are getting drying up and getting short. And this is being done on purpose. Because of the wickedness of thy doing, whereby thou hast forsaken me, the Lord shall make thy pestilence cleave unto thee, until thou have consumed thee off the land, whether thou goest to possess it. Now, Bill Gates and his crew have got a whole lot more of their patented diseases lined up. That's right, their patented diseases they have lined up to unleash on the people. And folks, when you're catching the COVID and these things that have patents on them, you're not getting sick, you're being poisoned. They're purposely poisoning you. And people, they don't get it. And they're doing it, and they're being aided and abetted by NBC, ABC, CBS. They will cover up anything they're told to cover up. They will betray you as American people. They have been doing it, and they will continue to do it to the utmost. People are dying left and right from these so-called vaxes, which are not. They're death shots. They're kill shots. And we've been warning you about that. We warned you about that. We warned you in 2019. The Lord shall make pestilence cleave unto thee until he have consumed thee from off the land, whither thou goest possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with a blasting, and with mildew. And they shall pursue thee into the parish. And the heaven is over thy head, shall be like brass, and the earth is under thee. And the earth under thee shall be iron. In other words, he's telling you that it's going to be droughts. You're going to have a lot of droughts. The ground is going to become so hard, like iron. And the sun shall bear down hot. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder, and dust from heaven shall come upon thee until thou be destroyed. Well, again, we're living that real time. We're living that real time today. And the President Ronald Reagan once said something, well, to the extent that it read like this. It seems strange that those that have the most to lose will often do the least to preserve it. And boy, have we seen that in this country. It's kind of late now. It is late. And now I'm hearing Well, Pastor, you were right about that. You were right about that. Well, it'd have been better if I hadn't have been right, but enough. We've been telling you, and everyone said, well, somebody should do something, but well, I'm kind of busy. And we kept telling you, we kept waiting, people. Please, don't you understand? You're running out of time. Now, if it seems as if I have a little or no tolerance for people that are non-activists, it's because I have spent most of my life, folks, most of my life fighting to preserve the freedoms that they enjoy, with little or no help from most of them. That's right. We've asked people, and so many times, you know, when I said, folks, you guys got to come out. You got to help us. We need you out there on the streets. They're killing babies at the bloody abortion mill. If you'll come out, if we can get enough people out there. And the times that we did, a lot of babies were saved. And it's the same thing, too, with the corrupt courts. We had courtroom observers. When we had the courtroom observer, time after time, when we packed the courtroom, they would simply, well, dismiss the case. They would dismiss the case because they knew they'd got caught. And they look and they say, well, you know, I don't know who all these people are out here. And obviously the word has it that we're not on the up and up. And since we don't know who all these people are out there, we don't know what they're writing down, what notes they're taking. They've just dismissed cases. Now, people are dying every day, every single day, while trying to enter this once great nation. That's right. America was great because she was good. And she was once the freest, the most prosperous, the most powerful nation that the world has ever known. Just like he said in Deuteronomy 1, and if shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And that's exactly what he did. He set America high above all nations of the earth. The founding fathers were all godly men. They understood this. They held to the word of God. Edmund Burke once said, all that is necessary for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. And that's exactly what's happened in too many cases today. Those that should have been doing something refused. Ignorance and apathy, they call it. Now, I remember being told by a pastor who had been a long time friend and mentor of mine, that if I were to continue being so aggressive against the killing of babies and outspoken against the corrupt government, that if I kept doing that, that I would bring the government down on all of us. I was really taken back. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. This man was a World War II combat veteran and actually had, from time to time, actually had been with me as I went out against the bloody abortionists, the sin of abortion. He had come with me. And I could tell he wasn't comfortable. He was an honorable man of stature. And he was not used to being disrespected and talked to the way those little whores at the abortion chamber would talk to a pastor, a godly man. And so, here, and you say, well, why do you call them whores? Well, if you heard what they had said to him, well, then you know why. The foul, vulgar language, and often exposing themselves out there like little whores. And so here, I was equally surprised, actually, to hear him say that the time will come when the prissy preachers, now he didn't call them that, that's what I call them, the prissy preachers. He said that they're going to be forced to take a stand. Now, he did say that. They'll be forced to take a stand when the persecution comes and to resist the tyranny. And he says, when that time comes, that they are going to need me. He said, they're going to need you to lead them. And if you keep calling them cowards, well, they won't follow you. And I said, look, why would I want to lead a bunch of cowards? They would cut and run the moment things get real. And that's what happens. Now, there are some good things happening. It's late. But across the country, many of these pastors are starting to awaken more and more. Because I'm hearing from them now. I'm hearing from them. They're calling me and telling me, yeah, you know, well, it's kind of late, but we're getting into the battle now. Well, it's very late. But it's still time. Besides that, it doesn't matter whether there's time or not. We have our marching orders. We have our charge. All of us are required to stand against tyranny. I just read to you about being obedient to God. And from Genesis to Revelation, it doesn't stutter. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. So, here they had turned a blind eye and a deaf ear to the corrupt judicial, when they expelled God from the government schools and for gain ruled that the Constitution guarantees a woman the right to kill her baby. Remember that? They said someplace within the Constitution they found emanations of a penumbra that gives a woman the right to kill her baby. Well, folks, I can tell you this. I've read the Constitution from beginning to end, and there is no emanations of a penumbra in that. Our generation has been asleep at the wheel, while corrupt politicians have been usurping our freedoms one by one, day by day. Now, this nation was formed on godly principles. We were warned by the founding fathers that it would take eternal vigilance to keep America as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You know, I'll admit I still feel animosity for those who would say, well, those are conspiracy theories that you have, Pastor. Those are conspiracy theories. When I tried to warn them about the cultural Marxist indoctrination taking place in the government schools, I heard from them, and now they understand what I'm talking about. Now, those that were children back in those days that are adults now, that have been totally indoctrinated within the cultural Marxist. And this is where we're getting this woke movement. That's right. They'll tell you if it were true, it would be in the news. Now, folks, try to imagine any of those at ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, PMS, NBC, Fox, or USA Today, or in the New York Times telling the truth. Just try to imagine any of them telling the truth. You'll be hard-pressed to hear it there. I want to jump over for a minute to Romans chapter 1. And in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 22, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." Folks, when he says who hold the truth, he's talking about suppressing, who those that are suppressing the truth. "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, and the birds, and the four-footed beasts, and the creeping things." Now, here, some say, why do we need missionaries if people can know about God through nature and creation, right? Well, although people know that God exists, they suppress the truth by their own wickedness, and thus they deny him. Missionaries can point out that error. Although people may believe that there is a God, yeah, they do, they refuse to commit themselves to him. They try to justify it. They tell themselves one thing or another. Missionaries can also persuade them. Missionaries can convince people who reject God of the dangerous consequences of their action. But most importantly, now why am I saying this? Why am I keep hitting with missionaries? Because we are all supposed to be missionaries. We started missionaries to the unborn almost 50 years ago. And the missionaries to the unborn will still be out there. Come Tuesday and Friday and Saturday of this week, they'll be out in front of the bloody abortion mills. Now, those are our people. On other days, there are others that come out, but the missionaries are missionaries. They're out there bringing the gospel message. Not many of them, because of ignorance and apathy. In fact, America still has not learned. She still has not learned. All of these things are coming down on us because America has turned her back on God. And we warned and we warned and we warned and we warned. But they didn't listen. He goes on to say, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things which that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." They are without excuse. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God." No, not at all. "Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to become wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the image made like corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things." Here, again, you know, with that new telescope, Webb, I think it's called, the Webb scope, I believe. I'm not sure. I think so. I heard the so-called scientists, folks, oh my, so-called scientists talking about how that this new telescope is revealing things, and they're gaining more information and more knowledge, and the more that it's acquired by what they can see now, they say just adds to it, verifies the theory of the Big Bang. and not creation. Now, here, at the same time, more real scientists are saying just exactly the opposite. And not only are they saying just exactly the opposite, some of those that previously had gone in the other direction, in their evolution direction, are saying, no, no, no. With what now we're seeing, you cannot deny the Creator. Because in this, what they found out, that the construct of the universe, that there had to be an extreme ultimate intelligence behind it. Well, folks, let me tell you this, and this is an absolute fact. I've known since I was a kid that you cannot have a creation without a creator. No one has ever seen a creation that wasn't created. All creations have to have a creator. And you don't have to be a great intellectual scientific mind to understand that. But the left, as it says over in Psalm 2, the left has been given over. God has given them over to derision. He has them in derision. We'll take a look at that in a minute. And so here, in fact, let's take a look at that. Let's go over to Psalm 2. And in Psalm 2, well, I'll get there eventually, I guess. In Psalm 2, I keep passing it up here. How I got all the way over to Job 8, I don't know. But in Psalm 2, we read this. Why do the heathen range and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves together and the rulers take counsel against the Lord. Boy, if that is not the case, there is such an anti-Christian, anti-Lord Jesus Christ rising throughout the world today. Exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, said it would be. Exactly the way. Now, he says, and why do the kings of the earth set themselves and rulers take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Okay, so they think that they'll be free if they can just get away from God. If they can get away from God, and if they can get away from God's people, well, then they'll be free of God's judgment. I hate to tell them, but they're in for an extremely, extremely rude awakening, folks. It don't work that way. He goes on to say, here, when they say, let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords from us, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Well, I can tell you that God has got them in a very, very serious case of derision today. I want you to just to think about this for a minute. Here is what we have. It's kind of an amazing thing, folks, that we have gotten from the left out there. For example, the left has brought us, now, I mean, just recently you had Josh Hawley had a Senate hearing, and he had a woman who was a dingbat. This woman, he asked her, she was, and by the way, the left were just tickled them how they think that this woman answered him. Well, this woman is a fool. Because Josh Hawley asked him, do you think that men can have periods? And she said, of course, men can have periods. Menstrual periods. And then he asked her, do you think men can have babies? She said, of course. Now, folks, men do not have menstrual periods. Men do not give birth to babies. And by the way, they don't even call them, they call them birthing people, instead of women nowadays. They gave us child mutilation for their transgender, and so many of these children are so sorry that they went that route. Now, folks, let me tell you the mindset of these people. Penn State made a man, William Thomas, Penn State just made a man, William Thomas, Woman of the Year. Did you hear this? Okay. These are people that God has in derision. These are people that God has in derision. They are totally clueless. Now, here, out there in Oregon and state of Washington, they want to put, they're putting Tampax dispensers, Tampax little machines, in the boys' bathroom. Folks, those boys were confused about these Tampax machines. I heard some of the ladies today laughing, joking about this, about, I can't remember now what they said that the boys were going to do with these things, but anyhow, it was just plain silliness. Today, the NEA, or the AMA, they're not sure that there are genders. They're not sure that there are two genders, so they're not going to put male or female on the birth certificates. Today, they don't know. They can tell you that they really don't know what a woman is. You know, folks, when I was in third grade, when I was in second grade, when I was in first grade, every child in that class, if you were to ask them to point out a woman, they could do that. Today, when I was teaching this, I asked the congregation, how many of you in here know what a woman is? The entire congregation raised their hand. And every single one of those people that knew what a woman was, they knew what a man was too. And they knew that a man was not a woman and a woman was not a man. And that's heavy. That's for a liberal, for somebody on the left, that's deep. It's getting a little bit too deep for them. Now, today, they don't understand. When women breastfeed their children, we call it breastfeeding. That's what it's called. Nursing. They nurse their children, their babies, right? Well, no. Since these people aren't sure what a woman is, and they don't know if women have breasts or not, and they don't really know if women can have babies, and so they call them chest feeders. Yeah, they call them chest feeders. Well, today they have drag queens, cancel culture, critical race theories, and now a couple of states have passed legislation stating that they can kill a baby right up until 28 days after it's born and still call it abortion. See, that is evil to the core. That is evil. Absolute pure evilness. Now, remember, Obama started, he brought us the cancel culture and the start of the woke movement. Obama Nation was purging our military of dedicated patriotic officers. 11 four-star generals were purged for our military. And altogether, around 260 flag officers. He replaced them with bootlickers like Austin and Milley, who want to force critical race theory upon our people, who want to have transgenders in the military, who want drag queens at the USO shows. Oh, it was a pitiful, pitiful thing. I was watching recruitment films of Russia, China, and America. Both Russia and China in the recruitment films did excellent films. They're equivalent to our Green Berets and our Navy SEALs, and I showed them, both of them, in action. But when it came to our recruitment film, they had lesbians. They had lesbians, folks. Talking about how good it is now for lesbians in the military. Obama appointed pedophile, remember, to head up the Department of Education, a known rampant pedophile. He pushed Common Core, sodomite marriage, promoted sodomy, caused racial division. Remember, he was going to be the most transparent. He was the least transparent in the history. And I've been here now, going all the way back to Truman, and he was the least transparent by far of any president. And he was the most divisive, the very most divisive, the very most. And folks, guess what? He's still doing it. Obama Biden is just a puppet. Obama's behind him pulling the strings. Obama has a hard time even reading his lines. And I've noticed a couple times I'm wondering if Obama is seeing demons when he turns to shake hands with nobody there. But if you'll notice something, he's talking. Is he seeing something that we can't see? Obama. He's been appointing, and we told you for 8 years, every single day we said, do you see what he's doing now? Do you see what he's doing now? As he was appointing the most immoral people he could find, it's almost like he went to the very gates of hell and opened the doors and said, send me your worst out. The most immoral people that he could possibly find to put in strategic positions in the government. He masterminded the election fraud during the primary with Hillary, remember? Oh, yeah, remember that, during the primary with Hillary. The left was screaming election fraud, and guess what they were saying, remember? They were saying that this Dominion, was behind a lot of the election fraud. Boy, that changed in a hurry, right? That changed in a big hurry when the legitimate, real president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, who is the legitimate, excuse me, the legitimate president of the United States, when Joe Obama Biden and the corrupted, and I mean corrupt, along with Mark Zuckerberg and all the crooks of Dominion and Schumer and Pelosi and all of the extreme, you know, corrupt bodies there, as we saw the most extreme election fraud in the history of the country. And guess what? We told you on the very night that President Donald J. Trump was elected in November of 2016, we told you right then, that very night, within minutes after the election, that the 2020 election would be the most corrupt election. You would see the greatest amount of election fraud in the history of the country. And boy, were we right. And of course, we expected it to be covered up by the fake news media, by NBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and Fox News, too, Brett Baer. Let us not forget about the half a billion dollars in cash money, in total payout dollars that Obama paid to Iran. Remember what they did? First of all, they humiliated our sailors. They took to show, to make a mockery with Obama there. And then Obama exchanged a traitor and a transgender. I don't know, what did they call him? Something dog. Something, a bow dog, bow something. Bow, who turned out to be a traitor. Who got better people killed trying to save him. And abomination, this man of great, great sin, this dark prince, a man of great sin, he traded that transgender traitor. Well, he traded four hardcore terrorists that we had captured. Four hardcore terrorist prisoners were traded for that traitor and that transgender. And last but not least, I want to go over to Romans chapter 8. And in Romans chapter 8, I want to read verses 18 through 20. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed unto us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope, because the creature also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. Well, here, sin has caused all creation, the creature, to fall from its perfect state in which God created it. Well, yes, it was totally subject to futility, vanity, and bondage so that it cannot fulfill its intended purpose. One day, all creation will be transformed. Until that time, it looks forward to the resurrection of God's children and the manifestations of the sons of God. Paul is saying here that we can only see the suffering and deterioration of the society and corruption of the earth all around us. But if we could get a glimpse of the future glory that God has promised, we would have peace that passes all understanding. And we would just laugh at what's coming our way, the persecution, because if we could only see, the glory in that millennial kingdom that God has for us. I want to go over to Proverbs 3. And in Proverbs chapter 3, and I'll get there in a moment. Proverbs chapter 3, we read. Wait a minute. Nope, let me go to Proverbs 16. I'm sorry, Proverbs 16, verse 6. Mercy and truth is iniquity. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Well, what is he's saying there? He's telling you that what we have, the weapon that we use to fight the lies of the left, is the truth. The truth is the strongest weapon against the lies. And then in Proverbs chapter 23, we read this. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also, wisdom and instruction are understanding. Here, he's telling you, you know, when you buy something, when you pay for something, then that becomes your property. And so he's telling you to buy the truth. Make the truth your property. And don't sell it. Today, everywhere you turn, the fix is in. Just a little bit of compromise. Just give us, come on, loosen up. You know, chill out. All we're asking for is just a little compromise. Why do you have to be so black and white? Can't you? Don't you have any gray in your life there? Buy the truth and sell it not. And wisdom and instruction and understanding. When Barack Obama said that he would transform America, well, he did it. We just read to you all the things that we got from Barack Obama. For 8 years, we continually warned the country about the Obama, what he was doing. Obama brought us cancel culture and the start of the woke movement. We talked about how he purged all of those military leaders. I want to, and if I can get a page turned here. I want to go over now to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting with verse 1, we read this. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Now he's talking about the day of the Lord. the day of the Lord always refers to judgment. Now, the day of Christ refers to the catching up or the rapture of the church. But he's telling them not to waste any time trying to determine when that day's going to be. I've seen so many people spend so much time trying to do exactly what God's Word, the Bible, told them not to do, and that is to try to foresee or prophesize the time of the day of the Lord or of the rapture of the church. For yourselves know perfectly the day of the Lord, so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for the helmet of hope and salvation. Now here comes the big verse right here. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but obtained salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we awake or asleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. Now, here, folks, I just want to jump ahead to verse 16. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. This is the will of God, Jesus Christ, concerning you. One more time. Folks, we got to tell you, for those that are saved, for those that have called up by the name of the Lord to become born again, there will be no great tribulation. We will be taken out. Now, for those that have not heard the gospel, have never heard it preached, that are still here, they've got a rough time to go through. And if all of that, they can repent, and when they see that the church is gone, and call upon the name of the Lord, they can be saved. But they're almost certainly going to be tribulation martyrs. But you know what? You folks out there listening to me, you don't have to go through all of that. The time right now is the acceptable day to repent of your sins and ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. We give that invitation every single day. We've been doing that for 50 years. And folks, again, so many people are going to run out of tomorrows tonight. You don't want to be one of them. You have not done that. It's time to make your salvation sure. It is time to make your salvation sure. Pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sin. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask him to be the Lord of your life in all things at all times without any reservation. And if you'll do that, God has said that you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. You've got God's word on that. Well, we're out of time for tonight. So, as we do every night at this time, we say good night, God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.